Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Sean is from Melrose. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Carson.
Hey.
Sean is in the middle of a remodel of his house, apparently. Is that true?
Yeah, it's going just according to plan, if you can believe it.
I don't believe it.
No.
Yeah, I watch all those shows on TV. They're always behind schedule.
It's the part that they edit out.
Pretty much. That's how you fit it into a 45 minutes. You
know what I mean? They framed that house in 2 minutes. Isn't that incredible?
So good. Demo took 5 minutes.
Sean, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, good luck, and will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck to you, too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture, Sean. You score more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. She is now walking out of our studio and into that soundproof booth, which is right next door. Again, you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 2,651 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. Fun fact Thursday, Betty White is older than sliced bread. Betty White was born in 1922, and the first pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold in 1928.
What?
What is her character's name on Golden Girls?
Oh, my gosh.
My wife's going to be mad at you. That's her jam right there. Question number two. Avengers Endgame has sold more advance tickets in its first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, the previous record holder. Who does Mark Ruffalo play in the franchise?
The Incredible Hulk.
Question number three. Banner,
whichever one you want to
call. Yeah, there you go. Today is World Parkinson's Disease Day. Which very famous actor has been living and working with Parkinson's since the age of 30?
Like, still alive now?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's the guy from Back to the Future.
It is.
Whatever his name is.
That is correct.
Come on. I can't remember his name, but I'll look it up. I remember.
Question number four. After getting followed by 5 carfuls of paparazzi, Scarlett Johansson called for a law recognizing these vultures as, quote, criminal stalkers, and says it's only a matter of time till someone gets hurt. Who is Scarlett's SNL boyfriend?
I got a pass, and I'm really hoping I don't get a suit here, so let's get a good one on the next round.
Question number five. Nickelback's Chad Kroeger tells Billboard magazine that he has no plans to become a country star. He used to be married to which Canadian pop star?
I only know one, so we're going to go Celine Dion.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank y'all.
Sean from Melrose got 1 out of 5.
Sooch!
My fiance's in the car yelling sooch at me, too.
No!
Sean, what's your fiance's name?
Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Hey, girl.
That's fantastic. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one, fun fact Thursday, Betty White is older than sliced bread. Betty was born in 1922. The first pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold in 1928. What is her character's name on Golden Girls?
Rose.
1-0. Question number two. Avengers Endgame has sold more advance tickets in its first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, the previous record holder. Who does Mark Ruffalo play in the franchise?
The Hulk.
That is correct. My wife bought me and my son tickets, right?
Yeah.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Remember that whole conversation, how we got our tickets?
Yes. Yeah.
And then she realized over the weekend she bought them at the wrong theater.
Oh. Well, I guess you're going to travel.
So where are you going?
We're going down to the Lowe's there at the Boston Common.
Oh, it's a lovely theater.
It is, and mm-hmm. you only have to pay like $175 to park for an hour.
There you go. That's why you take the T.
2-1, question number 3. Today is World Parkinson's Disease Day. Which very famous actor has been living and working with Parkinson's since the age of 30?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, Sean. Remember him?
Yep.
Yeah. 3-1, question number 4. After getting followed by 5 cars full of paparazzi, Scarlett Johansson is calling for a law recognizing these, what she calls criminal stalkers, and say it's only a matter of time until someone gets hurt. Who is she dating? He's from SNL.
Colin Jost.
That is correct. 4-1, question number 5. Nickelback's Chad Kroeger tells Billboard magazine he has no plans to become a country star.
Okay. Do you think he was going to?
I wonder why they asked that question.
I have no idea.
He used to be married to which Canadian pop star?
Avril Lavigne, who is still alive, Annie.
Oh, that's
Avril
funny.
Lavigne. Avril Lavigne.
She's dead.
Not she is so alive.
Celine Dion.
Oh.
Sean, 5-1 is the final score. You don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have 4 tickets to see the new movie Shazam, which is in theaters now, so you enjoy those, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sean from Melrose, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Melissa is from Sharon. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Oh, my
hey, girl.
Gosh, I love you both.
We love you.
So Melissa moved here 3 years ago from Michigan.
A good Midwestern girl like myself.
Where did you move from in Michigan?
I was in Shelby Township, Michigan. Yeah. So it's like an hour outside of Detroit. And then I came here for a great opportunity and then like found the love of my life. And now I'm staying.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a story.
That's awesome.
So that happened how many months ago?
No, that was in 2016. I met my partner in 2017.
So in the past, 2 years.
Right.
She got a new job and found the love of her life.
Yes.
Been here 10 years.
Yeah. Yes. Stuck with me and single.
That's okay.
Sounds like someone's losing around here.
Yeah, bum, bum, ba, dum, ba.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. She is now headed off to that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions. Now, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,652 wins, only 221 losses. Question number 1. Warner Brothers Pictures is filing a copyright infringement complaint against Donald Trump because he's using music from The Dark Knight Rises in new campaign videos.
Oh, my God.
Who played Batman during the Dark Knight trilogy?
Oh, Christian Bale.
Question number 2. In January, Jennifer Lopez posted a sexy pic on Instagram, and her ex-boyfriend Diddy responded, OMG.
He's just showing love.
I guess. Who did J-Lo date first, Diddy or Ben Affleck?
Ooh, Diddy for sure.
Question number 3. David Hasselhoff says he's recording some heavy metal songs for an upcoming album.
Why?
He's actually a huge star. In which European country?
Oh, is it Germany from like the Berlin Wall thing?
Question number 4. Adam Driver is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. Who does he play in the Star Wars films? Excuse me.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to tick off a lot of people for not knowing this.
That's all right.
Chewbacca.
That's a good answer.
I like that.
Question number 5. Adam Levine and his friends celebrated his 40th birthday by playing some pickup basketball at the Staples Center. After the Lakers played a game on Tuesday, do me a favor. Name one member of Maroon 5 that is not Adam Levine.
It's Ruthless Dan.
I feel like there's like a good like Chris-ness in there somewhere.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
It's a Carson-level petty question.
That really is, Dan.
It's brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. All right, Kennedy. Melissa got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
question number one. Warner Brothers Pictures is filing a copyright infringement complaint against Donald Trump because he's using music from The Dark Knight Rises in new campaign videos. Who played Batman during the Dark Knight trilogy?
Christian Bale.
1-1. Question number two. In January, J-Lo posted a sexy pic on Instagram.
Every pic's a sexy pic. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's J-Lo.
It's J-Lo.
And her ex-boyfriend Diddy responded, OMG. Kennedy, who did J-Lo date first? Diddy or Ben Affleck?
Diddy.
That is correct. Tied to two. Question number three. David Hasselhoff says he's recording some heavy metal songs for an upcoming album.
Okay. Tell me more.
You know, he's a megastar in this European country.
Germany.
It is Germany.
You wouldn't believe it, Annie. They love him like crazy over there.
Why?
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Don't.
Tied to three. Question number four. Adam Driver is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. Who does he play in the Star Wars franchise?
The bad guy? yeah, I don't know his name.
Not Chewbacca. Kylo Ren is the correct answer.
I was going to say that. I thought that was the girl's name.
Curse you.
Tied to three. Question number five. Adam Levine and his friends celebrated his 40th by playing some hoops at the Staples Center in L.A. after a Lakers game on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, just casual.
Where was your invite, Carson? I'm so sorry you couldn't make it.
I was at the baseball game.
Oh.
For the 15 minutes he was there, that's when it happened.
Carson Level Petty.
Carson Level Petty.
Kennedy.
Yo.
Name one member of Maroon 5 that is not Adam Levine.
The guy with the long hair.
That is correct. James Valentine. Also, Jesse Carmichael.
Rough. I feel Mickey so bad.
Madden,
I feel so
Matt
bad.
Matt Flynn.
We should know these
PJ
things.
PJ Morton and Sam Farrar.
We should know these things. That's terrible.
Kennedy, nice job. You get the win. 3-3 with the tie. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of tickets to see Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. He's going to be at the Orpheum Theater on November 8th.
Yes,
don't
Penny.
You love him the most?
I love him. He's the best.
All right, well, you enjoy that show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Sharon, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try.
No, I just yelled.
Beat her.
Let's get to Kennedy.
Let's go.
You can't beat Kennedy.
I'm so excited.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
All right.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Shauna is from Harvard. Good morning, Shauna. Hello. Shauna.
From Harvard.
No, she is not there. I once did a bicycle ride, and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna ride from Boston to Harvard." And I was like, "Okay, cool, not a big deal." First time I'd ever been on a road bike. That's the ones where you clip in with your shoes. Online too, thank you. And turns out Harvard was not the Harvard where the university is. It is the town of Harvard,
which is so cute. I love it.
Which was adorable, but it was a 50-mile bike ride back into the city.
That's amazing.
Well, you're gonna ride 100. You might as well do it.
Shauna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, hey, we got you. Why don't you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,653 wins, only 221 losses. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, you totally should be.
Ruthless.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Insane but true fact, Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor that people were convinced she was actually a dwarf. So the Vatican sent someone to investigate.
What?
What is the drink named after Shirley Temple usually garnished with?
Grenadine.
Garnished.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Question number two. The guy who was shining a laser pointer into Tom Brady's face during the AFC Championship game has been caught. He's a 64-year-old Chiefs fan. And yes, he was drunk.
Hmm.
Which city do the Chiefs play in?
I should know this. I don't know.
All right. Question number three, Baby One More Time was originally offered to TLC, but they turned it down, so it went to Britney Spears for her debut single. The music video for Baby One More Time takes place inside of what?
School.
Question number four, Megan Mullally had a part in Finding Nemo, but they fired her because she refused to do her Will and Grace voice. What is her character's name on Will and Grace?
I don't know.
All right. And question number five, Forbes has released its annual list of Major League Baseball franchises that are the most valuable. The Yankees are number one. Which Seinfeld character worked for the Yankees?
Ed Costanza. I forget his real name.
Ed Costanza.
George. He plays George.
Oh, okay. I like Ed Costanza.
I like
that name. He's funny, too. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So close.
All right, Kennedy. Shauna got 3 out of 5.
Okie dokie.
Not bad, not bad. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Kennedy, this is insane but true. Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor that people were convinced she was actually a dwarf, so the Vatican sent someone to investigate. What is the drink named after Shirley Temple usually garnished with?
A cherry.
A cherry. Title one, question number two. The guy who was shining a laser pointer into Tom Brady's face during the AFC Championship game has been caught.
In your face.
He is 64 years old. He is a Chiefs fan, and yes, he was drunk. What city do the Chiefs play in?
Kansas City.
2-1, question number three. Baby One More Time was originally offered to TLC. But they turned it down. The music video for Britney Spears' Baby One More Time takes place where?
In a high school.
3-2. Question number four. Megan Mullally had a part in Finding Nemo, but they fired her because she refused to do her Will and Grace voice. Which character does she play on Will and Grace?
Karen, honey.
First and last name, please.
I don't know her last name. No, I don't.
Karen Walker. 3-2, question number five. Forbes has released its annual list of most valuable Major League Baseball franchises, and yet again, the Yankees are number one. Which Seinfeld character worked for the Yankees?
George Costanza.
That is correct. It was not Ed.
Ed?
Ed.
I was close.
That's fantastic.
She corrected her answer.
That's fantastic.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Sean, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets for you to see the new movie Shazam, which is in theaters now, okay?
All right, thank you.
Not a problem. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shauna from Hobbit, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.